The study by the Wisconsin Budget Project examined 9 new or expanded tax deductions that will impact Wisconsin taxpayers in 2013. Researcher Tamarine Cornelius says their combined effect will be about $262 million in lost revenue for the state.
We need to remember that when we do a new tax cut, there's a price tag associated with that. And that means we have fewer resources to work with. And that's especially important to remember when we phase in these tax cuts, when they're not fully in effect for a number of years.
Cornelius says most of the cuts examined started this year, but will not take full effect until later. As a result, their total impact on state finances will not be seen until well into the next budget cycle.
It's very easy to put them to implement them in the beginning because the revenue effect is fairly small, but some of these, the price tag grows each year, and then down the road they are very significant, and we have to deal with the fiscal effects of that.
She says that's something lawmakers should keep in mind when they begin working on the upcoming state budget, especially with talk of Republicans pursuing state income tax cuts this spring.
So we just need to remember that could reduce revenue on top of these tax cuts that are already going into place, and that will have to be balanced by spending cuts.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.